Of all the mosquitoes at Mentone this year, there was one everyone was glad to see. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. If you spent the time and effort at Oshkosh this year to make it all the way out to the ultralight area, you may have seen the meticulous Mosquito XE experimental helicopter of John Snyder, proprietor of Personal Rotorcraft LLC, a distributor for the Mosquito Kit line. If you happened to be out there during the brief daily windows the rotorcraft were allowed to fly, you were probably impressed by both its performance and John's. But if you made it down to Mentone, Indiana the following week, you got to see the real show, including multiple auto rotations to the ground from pattern altitude and from six-foot hovers, and other maneuvers worth seeing. The more intimate venue provided by Mentone also allows greater opportunities to actually speak to manufacturers and distributors, and I took that opportunity after one of John's demo flights. John, watching you fly here, the Mosquito helicopter looks like a lot of fun, and I'm surprised at how well it does in the winds, and it seemed a few other people were as well.
It's an extremely stable little helicopter. Flies very much like the Schweitzer 300. I've flown the helicopter in 35 mile an hour winds and pointed the tail right into the wind and even backed up into the wind with 35 mile an hour. So very stable. And of course, it's so small, it's still extremely nimble. But, I tend to think that it is more stable and less squirrely than a Robinson R-22.
Now, you've been demonstrating autos pretty much all the way to the ground. A lot of folks don't think that's possible in a tiny little helicopter like this, or just very difficult. How much harder is it?
This thing auto-rotates like a maple seed. I mean, it really does a great job. Now, it's a very steep descent. I mean, it comes down, again, very much like the Schweitzer 300 at probably about a 45-degree angle. So you're a one-to-one glide, but when you get to the bottom, there's a lot of energy stored in the rotor. It does a very nice cyclic flare, and it's not too difficult to actually be able to touch down with zero ground slide.
How practical are the floats? Have you actually operated it on water?
I have, in fact, been on water. I don't really recommend it. A helicopter on the water is probably not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you would bend it up. Because you don't have any friction with the ground and it's constantly drifting because you don't have that horizontal source of thrust like you do in a float plane to point it into the wind or the drift and then match the throttle to the drift or wind speed. You don't have that horizontal source of thrust until you're flying. And so from the moment you start spinning the rotor blade, as soon as you're not attached to anything, you're going to be drifting. And until you have tail rotor effectiveness, you don't even have yaw control but you're putting torque into the main blade, so the helicopter's going to be spinning in the water. It's just kind of a bad operation. But the floats are very much intended as a safety feature. If you have to fly over water and you lose an engine, you can auto-rotate into the water and not sink. And, I have the floats on my helicopter because they make a real nice visibility standpoint, and they give me a place to put my personalrotorcraft.com.
All right. Now, you have seem to have an extraordinary amount of faith in the MZ202 two-stroke engine. A lot of people kind of look up and they just shake their heads, but these things apparently are running very reliably in mosquitoes.
Well, they are running quite reliably. I'm not going to say that we haven't had engine failures. There has been an issue with the piston ring pins in our old style piston that was being made by a different manufacturer. We had a few of those work loose that caused engine failures. We have since moved to a completely redesigned Weisco piston. And to date, there hasn't been any problems with that piston. So as a problem comes along, we're getting them worked out and making the engine more and more reliable. But you always fly a single-engine aircraft, for that matter, and especially a helicopter with its very steep glide ratio, such that if the engine fails at any given moment, you've got a place to go. So you don't go out over big bodies of trees or water unless you have the floats on. And even then, it's best to be able to have a place to the ground to auto-rotate to. And in that case, it auto-rotates so nicely, you know, it's not that big of an issue, really.
In a moment, the story behind the amazing paint job on John Snyder's Mosquito. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, and today you're hearing my conversation with John Snyder, a distributor and demo pilot for the Mosquito single-seat kit helicopter. It wasn't just the Mosquito's performance or John's skill as a demo pilot that drew attendees to get a closer look at the PRA convention in Mentone.
You have this machine beautifully finished. In fact, you know, I've seen a lot of people who were walking by do a double take and then come this way because of the paint job. Is that mainly to do with promoting the business, or do you just like things that way?
Well, I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I do like things to look nice, but I did build this helicopter as a showpiece. It's my demo bird, and you know, good looks sell. And, you know, it also attracts attention, gets people around, it starts buzz, you know. And I've got a friend who does custom motorcycles, and he's the artist involved in this paint job. He's, a genius with an airbrush. We actually won, I don't know if you're familiar with House of Color. Mm-hmm. That's the paint that's on this helicopter. And we won the prestigious Painter's Award in 2008 and was featured in the annual House of Color calendar in the month of July.
Oh, that's really cool. If someone is in the Northeast United States in your territory for the Mosquito and wants more information, what's the best way to find out and to get a hold of you?
Well, you can visit personalrotorcraft.com, pretty easy website to remember, and there's a link on there to the main Mosquito website, which has all of the information about the Mosquito from you know, specs to forums to builder's logs, pictures, videos. There's tons of stuff there, and there's a link on my personal website, personalrotorcraft.com, to get to all of that information.
Well, it's very fun to see you fly this thing, and we always enjoy watching you. Thanks for coming to Mentone.
All right, thank you.
The Mosquito helicopter kits are manufactured by Innovator Technologies and have been designed by John Updegrove, a mechanical engineer from Calgary, Alberta. Find more information and complete specs at innovatortech.ca. Personal Rotorcraft LLC, John Snyder's distributorship, is based in Indiana. Find out more, including info on how to get John's Maneuvers Demonstration DVD, at personalrotorcraft.com. The Popular Rotorcraft Association is headquartered in Mentone, Indiana, and can be found online at pra.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.